Hello and welcome to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. At Emmanuel Croydon, we exist to be a community drawn together by our desire to know and follow Jesus. We long to become disciples of Jesus who are equipped to serve him in the whole of life, transforming families, communities and workplaces as we love God with heart, mind, soul and strength. We hope you enjoy this week's talk from the morning services. Thank you for joining us today. Grace and peace to you.
Oh, it's got a bit dark. Don't worry, everyone. Don't worry. It's okay. Don't be scared of the dark, everyone. I have been preparing. Someone told me that this Christingle service was going to be dark with lights. And so I have done my preparation. This is my no more scared of the dark, lots of light, PPE, Titan fabric light suit version 5. It's sponsored by candles, like torches, but older. Let's just check if the stars work. Not particularly well. Children's minister is now wondering where those stickers of stars have gone. You see, Christmas is all about a great light. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Who is the true light? Now, you see, I love lights, whether it's going to those light shows where you walk around the lights, maybe driving around and seeing all the houses with the lights. They are wonderful. Speaking of, did anyone here watch the John Lewis advert this year? Christmas? No? Okay, well, let me tell you all about it. You see, some people say it's about this son who buys his father a record. I think we've got a picture of it on the screen somewhere. A son buying his father a record. And, you know, it makes them reconnect in a wonderful way because he got that gift. And he didn't have the words, but he had the gift. That's not what it's all about. See, if you look closely, in almost all the shots, if you ever watch it, in the background are wonderful lights. You see, this father and their son, they didn't do what I did, which is buy the cheap lights. They bought John Lewis lights. And so their house looks beautiful in the advert. Buy John Lewis lights. At least that's what it's saying. Now, you might expect me to say this, but light is great to have. If you have it, they help us be less scared in the dark. They guide us along the path, maybe the streetlights as we're walking along. Sometimes they can show up the bits of dirt in the living room, and they help us in our rooms to learn and play and work. And it just takes a little bit of light to remove the darkness in a room. Now, as you can tell, I find the dark a bit scary. So I need some help. Are you brave people? Yeah. Are you brave people? Yeah. You don't sound so sure. Are you brave? Yeah. Okay, I'm not so sure. Okay, we're going to test this. Okay, let's get some things. I want to know if you're scared of them. Here we go. Thank you, Mrs. Christmas. Right, here we go. We're going to test how brave you are. I want to know, are you scared or not scared? Yes or no? So, is it scary? First thing, yes or no? An advent calendar?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. Having to cook Christmas dinner? Yeah. There were a few yeses there. How about this one? Having to eat vegetables at Christmas? Yeah. I think the age profile just swapped. Okay, how about this one? Wearing ridiculous Christmas outfits?
No.
Ooh, that was quite mixed. Having to receive a tax bill in the post. I got this one last week. I was like, oh, phew, it's only the car tax. Okay, and what about this one? Having to wrap Christmas presents. No, okay, I think, thank you very much, Mrs. Christmas, I think This is a very brave group. And lights are important because sometimes we find things scary. Maybe it's some of those things. Maybe it's when you go on the BBC News website and you see all the list of crises up on each tab of the news website of this crisis, this one, or that one. Or maybe it's more smaller for us. Maybe it's that we feel alone, or we're stressed about things being expensive, or we're worried about family, or we feel guilty or trapped. And some of we get this, don't we? Some of the best films that we see at Christmas, they really tap into this. Maybe like you, me, you love It's a Wonderful Life, and there's that moment where the character who's been working for his whole life, but everything goes wrong. It's all going wrong. His business is going to go bust. It all goes wrong with his family, and he just wants to go to the pub and cry. And some of those best films, they get that, don't they? Maybe we feel that. Maybe we need to feel that light. Who is this true light? The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Christmas tells us the baby born in Bethlehem, Jesus, is the true light, the light we need. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. The government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. God was going to bring light to the world through a child. God decided that he would come down as rescuer and ruler. This child born at Christmas, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. He is the true light. Now, this year has had some really great moments. One of those great moments has been Crystal Palace winning the FA Cup. Now I was listening to it. We were on our children's weekend away, listening to it on the radio. I have never seen 10-year-old boys go through every emotion, particularly at that penalty moment when they saved the Man City penalty. Who would have predicted it? For Crystal Palace to win. And imagine if someone a year ago had predicted, okay, yes, this is the season. This is the season that Crystal Palace are going to win the FA Cup. What a prediction that would have been. Who would have known? Because it's really hard to tell the future. And yet these words that Mia read for us, they are words 700 years before Jesus was born, predicting that to us a child was born, that one day God would come as a child. And that is exactly what he did. What an amazing prediction. Who is this light? It's Jesus, the one who healed the sick, calmed storms, even died so we could be forgiven, and rose so we could have life with God. Jesus is the true light, the light we need. I'm a follower of Jesus. I find it wonderful that Jesus is someone that I can know is with me. Whatever happens, he is with me in the dark whenever I get worried. I know that one day he's going to make a perfect world where there's going to be tasty food, but it's free and it won't be overpriced. Where we can ice skate and where we won't get injured and cold. And where we can celebrate together and not fall out. And where there's no wars, but only peace. And the question I want to ask for us is, who is this light? For you, who is this light? Is he your light? He invites us to walk with us in the light, out of darkness, in the light. And we'd love you to explore that more. There'll be plenty of opportunities to do that. Maybe you want to come and talk with us. Feeling the darkness, can I find this light? Next time you see a light, maybe you're driving along in the roads, have a look, remember that Jesus is the true light. Let me say a prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are the true light. Help us to walk in the light. Help us to know you as our light. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. For more information about our church and everything we have going on, visit our website, emmanuelcroydon.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to see and hear what's going on in the life of our church. God bless you and have a wonderful week.